Lady Vixen Radio, live with your host, KC Blaze. The hottest show interrupting the airwaves. Hot topics, great music, talent battles, and so much more. On air in 1, 2, 3.
Hello, everybody. It's your girl, KC Blaze, and I am super excited, as always, about tonight's topic. But before we get started, let me introduce you to my amazing co-host. We have the great Santiago in the building. Please say hello. Come on, Santiago. Well, you know what? We'll come back to him. Tonight we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day aftermath, and why is Valentine's Day so important to women? So every year I've heard men say, I don't celebrate, or Valentine's Day is commercialized, it's too commercialized, or I don't believe in Valentine's Day, and I can love my girl any day of the week. And what is most interesting and always catches me is that as soon as I hear it, I all automatically revert to how selfish that sounds, how self-centered it is to hear a man say that on the day of love, on the day of love. And I'm always shocked by it. You know, for me, I feel like this. I'm a woman, right? So I completely understand why Valentine's Day is important to women. And the reason it is not because we really full on believe commercialization of the day. You know what I mean? We don't necessarily believe wholeheartedly in the over-dramatization of Valentine's Day and buying expensive gifts and, you know, going out to expensive locations as an act of love. We don't necessarily, not all of us are into that part of it. However, what we are into is the expression of love that you have as our guy towards us. So when I hear guys say, oh, I don't believe in that, or I can show my girl I love her every day of the week. The problem is that 90% of the time, you don't. We, too, take our partners for granted. We have a tendency to become kind of like walk around in a certain amount of comfortability and arrogance, in that we think that they should know, you know, they should know. And 90% of the time, we don't know, because unless you're blatantly expressing love, or we can't know as a human being, we can't know unless somebody is either directly showing us and or telling us. I'm the kind of person, my love language is I operate in a place of needing to be shown as well as needing to hear how a person feels about me, because it's all validation. I can see the acts, some acts that you do, but I also like to hear it. Unfortunately, right, if you don't express it, I don't know it, so I'm operating in this space of I don't know, you know. And then if things are being done that are opposite of what looks like loving me or caring for me, then it leaves me in this space of not really fully understanding it or knowing it. I'm a very expressive person, so whether it's Valentine's Day or not, I know how to express my care for my partner. But if you're a person who is not so expressive, then it kind of, it can play this super huge part in making your partner feel less than cared for or taken care of. Another major thing with it is, think about this, fellas. a lot of times you have a guy who can tell you that he cares for you. He can tell you how he feels about you. He can be very vocal and verbal in his expression of care. But on the one day that there is an actual, a whole day dedicated to expressing love, right? The expression of it physically, he says, I don't believe in that, to do that. He didn't do nothing the day before. He didn't do nothing the day after. But he's not expressing it in a way that is verbal, that is vocal, that is physically going out and doing something for you. And then here's the funnier thing. I think, too, guys, that a lot of times you guys don't understand, for a woman, we kind of like little displays of things. Women speak a completely different language than men. Women speak a language, like, most of the time, we need a little bit of both. We need an action followed by words. And I've said this on numerous other shows. I've said this where a guy, for example, a guy will always tell, you know, do actions. He might do some things. He might look like he's doing things that your guy or your man would do. But the minute a woman claims him, then it's like, hold on, sister. I never said I was your man. So that's why women need verbal confirmation along with your actions. Because a guy can pull out the sun, the stars. He can give a woman the universe and expect her to live under the assumption that that's her man. But it's not, because guys, you know, they'd rather do the action sometimes and never confirm it, so that they can have that fallback card, the card that says, well, I never told you that, so you were assuming that we were together. You were assuming. And truth be told, yeah, it's an assumption, and it'll never be true unless you verbally confirm it. So that's another reason why Valentine's Day is even more important to women, is because it's a display of your feelings. Can you imagine being the girl in the office, right, where everybody's getting all of these grand displays of things, right, and you're sitting there, you're the only girl in the office with the guy who says, oh, I don't believe in that. That's too commercial. So, fellas, you're set. Even if it doesn't have to be you ordering bouquets of flowers, it doesn't even have to be, it doesn't even have to be a grand gesture. It could be something sweet and unique to your girl. A handwritten letter covered in your cologne. It could be you made her breakfast before she left for work. It could be, you know, you packing her lunch with a sweet note. It could be all of the above. We're not saying, and I'm personally not saying, that a woman, that you have to, just because the world says you have to celebrate something, but you can't fall back on the, I can show my girl I love her any day of the week, if you don't actually show your girl, you know, if you don't do it, if you're not the guy who doesn't show it, doesn't express it, then it's all for nothing. Your girl, she'll feel like crap. She'll be looked at. Everybody will be looking at her like, oh, her dude don't care about her. You know, and women take that kind of stuff to heart. Nobody wants to look like the woman who's with a guy who doesn't care about her. And not that I'm saying that it has to be public displays all the time, but on the one day of the year, the one day of the year, not that you're not publicly displaying it, but you're also not privately displaying that you care about her. So now what is she to believe? And then you'll wonder why she's in her feelings. You'll wonder why she's upset. You'll wonder why she's questioning if you care about her. You'll wonder why the whole time you're not really giving her much to go on. And that's why a day like Valentine's Day is important. So for me, I feel like I think it's important because it's the only day where it is a display that, you know, I love you and or I care about you or I think you are special to me or one of the above. It's one of those. If I can't get you to display that on a day that's dedicated to love, because you don't have to spend a dime. It's not just that you don't have to spend a dime. But if there's no, you didn't even do any gestures outside of spending money. Because here's the thing. I noticed that a lot of times it's the fellas who say they don't believe in that. They don't believe in the commercialization. They don't believe in Valentine's Day. They don't believe in holidays. It's the guys who are saying that are typically the guys who don't want to spend any money on a girl, who either really don't like her that much, have probably too many side pieces. So he's not giving nobody nothing. So he'll say he doesn't believe in it. That way it relieves him of the stress. And then you'll have women who say, oh, I really don't care about that day. Well, no, it's a lie. It's a lie because we do care. We do care because if the guy shows up and he shows you something and he brings you something, then you care. You thought it was sweet. Your heart is a flutter. Like you got butterflies swimming all around in your stomach, right? But we'll say that we don't care as a way to pacify ourselves, to lend an excuse to the guy who's not expressing it or showing it to you. I'm going to be the first person. I don't care about the commercialization of Valentine's Day. I do, however, care about the expression of your care and concern for me, right? Right? So we have to be careful of that. I actually have a couple of comments. Here's a comment from Cohen of Philadelphia. He says that he thinks Valentine's Day is a day for people to be overly romantic and loving. It makes the woman feel assured and confident in her partner that they come first and that they are appreciated. Easier to say, I love you, but it has to resonate. You have to show them every day. But on Valentine's Day, being the half they need, not being the half they need, not just the half they want in every way. Now, he also makes mention that if it's an old head couple who've been together for some years, then it's kind of like it's been there, done that, and they can see why they might chill. And that's the thing. I actually enjoy that comment. I think he's absolutely correct that Valentine's Day is the day to be overly romantic towards your partner. I also believe that it's not just the guy's job to express love and care for his partner. Women should be more active in the display of love and care toward her man on Valentine's Day as well, even though some guys may not find it as important. But men do appreciate being appreciated. Women who appreciate their men, you may notice, if he's a good man, you may notice that he actually does appreciate any display of appreciation towards him for the things that he does do. And you can't make it where it's just you're appreciating him on Valentine's Day or you're a taker. And a taker to me, a woman who is a taker is a woman who is, you know, they want, and they're not willing to give at all to their partner. So a woman who is a taker, especially on Valentine's Day, will have the expectation that it's all about her. It's all about her. Give me. Do for me. Treat me special. Get me flowers. Get me candy. Do all of these special things for me while not giving her partner anything in return. And you can't, ladies, sorry to tell you, I'm here to let you know, it's not okay for you to use sex as a gift. Sex is not a gift to your man. If he can have sex with you, if he can bend you over, if he can do some things to you every day of the week, Valentine's Day is the least, the last day that he should just be getting some. Sure, it's the icing, it's the cool whip, whatever, on the cherry on top, Of course, right? Especially if you give it to him good. Sure, he'll take it. But that's not the only appreciation a man wants from his woman. Men like receiving gifts. Men like receiving, you know, a woman taking him out every once in a while. Men like to receive that. Men like to be complimented. Men like to feel good. They want to know that their woman is attracted to them. And if he doesn't, you might not be his only piece. I don't know. You may not be his only, he might get it from somewhere else all the time. So I don't know, you know. People are a little bit more expressive in their feelings toward one another. If people are more willing to display and let the person that they are with know that they are appreciated, I think if they do it regularly on days that are not just for the holiday, you know, where you're just waiting around for the holiday to express love and care. I feel like if you are a day like Valentine's Day won't feel so important if the expression of care and concern and love for your partner is expressed regularly, right? If you're making your partner feel cared about regularly, desired regularly, then in doing that, a day like Valentine's Day won't feel so important. But if you're not, if you know that you're not, if you know for sure that you are not, then it's kind of like Valentine's Day is the savior, the saving grace. It is the saving grace. It's not like the saving grace. It is actually the saving grace. So you have to be more willing, fellas. You can't lean on I can show her. You have to show her. You have to show her regularly. And the funnier thing, every woman is different. Some of us require like a little gift, something thoughtful. Some of us require verbal affirmation. Some of us require a lot of different things. Some of us require just attention. Some of us require, you know, our guy, you know, expressing in front of others that he thinks she's special. Whatever it is, whatever your partner's love language is, whatever that is, right, then you have to understand that you have to do it regularly and you have to do it enough that on a day like Valentine's Day, they won't feel like, oh, he loves me. It'll be like, oh, they know that you love them. And even if, for example, a gift isn't bought on a day like Valentine's Day, what else are you doing? Are you cooking her dinner, whereas though she may cook for you all the time? Are you cooking her dinner? Are you, if you don't have, because here's the thing, if you don't have money, because sometimes, let's get there, holidays will fall, you might not have the coins, you might not have the money to do anything, you know. You might not have it, and that's okay. But are you creative? Are you creative? If you're not creative, you better go. First of all, there is no excuse. There is no more excuses for people to say that they are not, they don't have any ideas. Because there's a place called, and I know this very, very well, it's called Google or Yahoo or Bing. If you don't know nothing about a Google or Bing, then you are lost. You might not have any way to communicate, or, you know, you live under rocks, because Google is the number one search engine in the world. You can go Google creative ways to surprise my boo on Google, right? And it'll be there. They'll show you. And you can say without money on top of that, you know, and that should be able to help you. There are so many different things you can do on a budget or with no cash. It doesn't, you can literally pack a lunch, take a drive, and have a picnic in the park. You can, if you don't even want to go outside, you can create lay a blanket out floor with some candles and a picnic in the living room. You can do some romantic things. Sometimes it's not the gift. Sometimes it is the actual, the gesture, the effort that we put into each other that shows us that we care about the person, you know? If you're a person who is typically not that way, if you're not that romantic, sometimes it's not about you. And if you can realize that it's not always about you, then, you know, you'll see into your partner. You'll be able to see that into your partner. And if you can't, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell a person like you. It's kind of like, it's just as plain and simple as that. So Valentine's Day is important. And the reason it's important to the ladies is because it is a day where if you're not the guy who's always showing his woman that he cares about her, it's your redemption day. It is the one day in the year that says, I can put a little effort, a little energy, I can get you a little gift, I can take you out somewhere to publicly show that I love you or that I care about you. Or it could be the opposite. If you're the guy who does display, I care, I love you on the regular, it could be a day where you just do something that is sweet, a sweet gesture. You can pick your lady up at work and take her out to lunch that day. You can do something. It doesn't necessarily always have to include spending money. Sometimes it is just the act. You can be the initiator of love. You can be the initiator of that. If you're not typically that way, it means more. And ladies, I speak to you directly. You can show and express love. Valentine's Day is not all about you. It's not all about you. So because it's not all about you, you have to be willing to show your man that you appreciate and care about him too. And it can be in the little gesture or it can be a grand gesture. Whatever it is, men like being appreciated as well. Okay, so we kind of have to take care of each other in that way. If we don't, we run the risk of losing our partners. I know that I spoke with a couple of people, and in speaking to them, a couple of people had some things to say. A woman broke up with her guy because he didn't do anything on Valentine's Day, but she said he never showed her that he cares. And then he hit her with the, I don't believe in that. And now, you know, I'm like, well, wow, over Valentine's Day. And she said it's much deeper than that. It's more than just that. It's more than just that. It's taking her for granted. She said she felt like she was taken for granted. She felt like here he is not appreciating her. And then for him to nonchalantly say, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. I've actually had a situation where, you know, I was much younger, but I was like in my early 20s. I dated a guy who said on the day before Valentine's Day, he said, oh, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. If I do something for Valentine's Day, it's going to be for my mama. I said, oh, okay. So, and not that I even care about getting anything on Valentine's Day, but if it's only going to be for your mama, then let you deal with your mama. You know, in the middle of the night when you want to roll over and you want to cuddle and be in my face, go call your mama. That's how I look at that because it's a selfish, sheltered way of thinking, and I don't subscribe to such notions. So I kind of feel like if you're going to be oblivious to the fact that it's not about you, the actual day of Valentine's Day is not an act about you. That's the funnier part. It's actually about your partner, the expression of love and care toward your partner. So sometimes in relationships, whether you believe in a holiday or not, sometimes you have to compromise and recognize that this isn't about me. I don't necessarily believe in Valentine's Day, but I know that my girl does, or I know that my guy does. So I have to do something outside of myself and outside of my comfort so that I can make them happy. And if you care enough about them, You want to make them happy. Care enough about the person. But that's the thing. You have to care enough. If you don't care enough, then sure, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in spending no money on it. Okay, then that makes sense. Then that actually it makes sense. But if your partner is not on board with that, then there's where the problem lies. You can't say you're in a relationship, and a lot of people don't get this. A lot of people, I feel like, don't recognize this, is that when you're in a relationship, it should be a non-selfish situation. You can't be a selfish person calling yourself in relationships. You're ruining people in that way. You can't be so self-centered in relationships. You're ruining your relationship. Why? Because if it's about you, completely about you, and your thought process is all about you and what you want, what you should get, how they should treat you, where they should take you, what, you know, then it always, if it's always about you, there is no room for a partner because there's only you. There's only enough space in the cup for you. I speak to myself even on that, right? I speak to myself on that. Being an Aries, I do have a tendency, sometimes looks like it's about me because all this stuff might be happening to me, you know, around me. But I have to understand in the situations and relationships that I've developed, whether relationship romantically or whether it's friendship, that everything can't be about me, right? So I have to operate in that and take my own advice on that. But how many of us can sit back and look and say, when in a situation with a person, when in relationships with people, that you're willing to make it not about you all the time? If you're willing to not be selfish, then there's a chance for you. You have a chance out here in these streets. But if you're not willing to compromise and you're not willing to make it about the other person or your partner, then guess what? You're living in a world where you'll literally be alone. You'll look up and you'll be alone. And you'll have you. That may be what you want. You'll have yourself. It was always about you anyway, so you'll have yourself. I don't know. I feel like that's all pretty much I can say about that. I'm not sure what happened to the great Santiago. Looks like a little technical difficulty on our end. But that being said, I'm not going to drag on and have you guys listen forever in a day about me going on about, you know, making things less about yourself and more about your partner. But I am going to summarize it by saying this. Valentine's Day is more than just a day. Valentine's Day is a representation of love itself in that take the commercialization out of it. Take the buying of gifts and a gift exchange, and look at it for more of a display, an active display of your feelings toward your partner. Look at it from the perspective of if you are not willing to make it less about you and more about your partner, if you are not who does not display romantic gestures all the time or do things for your partner to see that they are appreciated and cared for outside of the holiday, then you have no right or excuse to say that you don't believe in a day such as Valentine's Day. I think that is reserved for people who do demonstrate love and care for their partner the majority of the time. You have to understand that if you say you want love and relationship, you have to be willing to provide that, those things to your partner so that they can feel loved and cared for every day of the week as opposed to just that one day. It's important to women. The day is important to women, whether we say it's not or not. You know, we say it's not. It is, because for our guys to say, I don't believe in that, I don't believe it's too commercial, but he really isn't displaying love or care for her any other time or appreciation for her any other time, then it makes the date even more big in her mind. So when he says he doesn't believe in it, or I can show her any other day, but he doesn't, it kind of solidifies the notion that she really isn't that important to him. And if that happens, then you kind of can't be surprised when you don't have her, when you lose her. That's all I'm going to say on that tonight. We will be back. Hopefully some of these technical issues and things like that are handled or taken care of. But I appreciate you all for listening, tuning in, commenting. I can't see everybody's comment right now, but my phone is a pinging. So I appreciate you all. And we'll be back on Thursday with a really great topic, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, I am going to say peace.